Greetings, my sisters. Hope you're all doing well. By the grace of God, I'm fine too. There's a request I would love to place, and I also need your prayers. Just recently, you know, it's very hard for me to make a voice note, or even talking about this is quite difficult for me. So please just be attentive in case my voice is cracking. I discovered recently, as in Saturday, I guess last Saturday, you know, I noticed certain things about my little boy. He just clocked 6 last month. You know, there's some certain things I noticed about him that were off. And so, as a parent, you know, there are those instincts, things that will just tell you that something is wrong somewhere. And another thing that was a red alert was, I noticed it's been a long time since I saw him go to the toilet. Like he could actually come and say, "Mommy, I need tissue, I want to go to the toilet." But it all stopped. So I wondered, and not only that, him and his best friend, another small boy, they kept sodomizing themselves, sleeping together. So I took a whip, I disciplined him. I didn't know where that was coming from. So I disciplined him. I thought maybe it would stop. But it did not stop. I even went to tell the mother to the same boy, the friend to my son. And another thing I noticed was that my son would fart a lot. From time to time, he's farting. So there was that factor also. So I was one day on Saturday in the afternoons, I was in my bedroom. I was just wondering, what is wrong with this boy? I had this burden in my heart. And I was deeply convinced that something was going on. So I just got up from the bed because I couldn't even sleep. I got up from the bed, went outside, went to look for him, and I called him. He came with a friend. I found him with the friend. So I sat them down and I started interviewing them. I told them, this thing that you keep doing with Musonda, where did it come from? Who taught you this thing? Who taught you? Then my son was like, "Mommy is the devil." So I said, "No, the same devil who's going to take you to hell. What about somebody must have taught you guys? Who is it?" Then my son was like, "It is Callisti. Callisti is the neighbor's boy. He's around maybe 7, maybe 8, maybe 9. But with me, I was not convinced that it could be Callisti because I know Callisti's character. So when I interviewed further, I discovered that it was not Callisti actually. So when I told my son stuck to his guns and he told the friend to say, "Msonda, tell mommy that it is Callisti." You see, he was trying to convince the friend to say it was Callisti so that I would focus on Callisti. So when I said, "Okay, since you don't want to tell me, I'm going to come and tell teacher." So now that was sort of a breakthrough. Because my son now opened up and said, "No, mommy, it is Clever." Now, this Clever is a 13-year-old boy. He's my neighbor's son. Actually, the elder brother to this small boy who's my son's best friend. So he said, "Clever was doing me." So I said, "Clever was doing you." He said, "Was doing me behind." So I was like, "How many times did you do that?" And he said, 10 times. So now I'm like, you never know, you know, kids can count anything. You don't know what method they are using to count. So I tried another way. I said, where was he doing it? He said, "Oh, this time he took me by their sitting room on the chair and the Musonda was just watching. He didn't touch Musonda. Musonda was just watching. Another time he took me to their bedroom, put me on their mattress and started doing me." So my son gave a very, you know, the details are just so disturbing. He gave me all the details, how he told me how this boy was sodomizing him. So now I asked the friend. The friend also said, yes, he's clever. So now my son said, even Musonda, Bernard was also doing him. So as the interview progressed, because at this point my son only mentioned two boys, 13-year-old, they are twins. They've been sodomizing him. And so he ended at these two. After he bathed in the evening, we sat in the sitting room. It was just me and him. And then he starts telling me again and said, Mommy, even Kairu, even Jaffe, these are boys around the same age, although the other one is 11, the other one maybe could be 12 or even 13 as well. So four boys were sodomizing my son. You see, I was so hurt, I was so disturbed, I'm still disturbed. And so when I went to tell my neighbor, the parent to the boys, she just told me it could not have happened in her house. And so I went to tell the mother to this other boy, Japhet, and Japhet went into self-preservation mode. He now started revealing, because even him has been sodomized for a year plus, if I remember very well, this Japhet of a boy. And so these boys have been sodomizing kids in our neighborhood. A lot of kids have been sodomized. It's just that my own came out and revealed this thing because of my being alert. And you know, this is something that I really love, for others to lean on. You are all big girls, you're women, you've got kids. Please be sensitive to certain things. Talk to your children, draw them close, find out what is going on with them, so that something like this will not drop on you. Because me, I never thought something like this could happen to me. So I took my son to the hospital. They did some tests, and then they asked for us to do some other tests, of which I didn't have the money, because they asked to pay for these other tests. Because he just needs a full checkup, and some exams he needs to do them. And so we came back to the from the hospital. I had gone with the mother to Japhet, the other boy who had also been sodomized. And so we had the meeting with the parents, and our resolve was that these boys should undergo counseling from the victim support unit. And so we went to the victim support, and the parents came, because the father to the boys, he's someone who's overprotective of his boys, and he does not discipline them. He's come across this thing twice. He has known about it, and his experience, he found his kids doing the same thing two times on two occasions, and he has never taken steps to discipline them. The wife was there, she mentioned the same thing. So now at the police, they did an interview on the children. They told us to leave the room, me and the other mother, and just remained with the other parent, the father to the same boys. And they interviewed the kids. And so you see, when they called us back, I had to go through the information again from the mouth of this boy. These two boys, they gave graphic details. About what they've been doing to my son. The most painful thing, they said they could not count the They couldn't count the times that they've been sodomizing my son. The police asked him, said, how many times? He said, I cannot even count the times. He said he cannot count. And there are two of them, not to mention the other two. So now, my son was telling the truth when he said 10 times. He said 10 times. So this boy could not even count. They asked him, where were you doing this? He said, at our house. The mother refused. She said it never happened at her house. So now the boy gave witness and said, yes, it was at our house. And so the police said, try counting the times. The boy said, I cannot count. It is so many times. This thing is so painful. It's so painful. When I look at my son, I feel so helpless, like I've failed him. When I'm alone like this, the pain just comes back. And him being a small boy, he would just say, Mommy, even at this place they did this. They took me there. He took me this place and he did it. There was nobody there. Which place is that? I don't even know the other place where the other boy was taking him. So I'm just so heartbroken. I'm so heartbroken. I don't know how I can help my son. I don't know how I can help him. I can only pray for him that that spirit, that demon, should not continue in his life. So please, I am asking, take care of your kids. Pray for your kids. You don't know what is happening under your noses. Pray for them. Talk to them. Find out what is going on with them. Otherwise, this thing that has befallen me is so painful. My husband, when I told him about it, he was crying. He says, Mommy, this thing has messed me up. So I don't know what somebody would say. Maybe you've got counsel. Maybe you've got suggestions. I would really appreciate. And not only that, I've got a plea. I need to finish his medical tests. I need to have him thoroughly checked up because I suspect maybe his rectum is damaged. Just a while ago, because of late, I've been asking him if he goes to the toilet. I encourage him to go to the toilet. And so he had gone to the toilet, but now his back was all messed up. The feces were just like he had sprayed himself with the feces. So I don't know if his rectum is working very well. So please, my sisters, I really need your help. Whatever you can put up so that I finish the test with my boy. And not only that, I would need to get him things to distract him. Maybe I get him some toys, things that will just take his mind off from wandering, thinking about what he has gone through, or maybe something that will contain him, that will keep him at least home where we can monitor him. So please, I am imploring this. Please help me out. Those that can, I really appreciate. And those that can give me counsel, I also want to covet your prayers. Put this boy in prayer. Pray for my son that he may come out of this. And parents, please let this be a lesson to all of us. When schools open, I've been advised by the police to raise an awareness campaign to educate my fellow parents about this evil, because it is going on under our noses and we are not aware. So please, I am asking, I'm making a request, help a sister out. God will definitely bless you. And me and my husband, we've decided we are going to leave this house. Although it is a family house for my husband and we've not been paying rentals, which has helped us also to be able to do some other things. But now we're going to have to leave because at least maybe if we take him to another place where it's less ways less dense, less populated, we might be able to monitor him quite well. So that is my plea. Really, I'm going through a very sad situation, but by God's grace, I am holding up. Pray for me. God bless you all. Amen.